Rav Kook.
We're holding by the, we're in the middle of the sugya of what is considered to be a minuta, and we're up to Rav Papa on Rav Kook Amar Aleph. It's lying down. Rav Papa Amar Kigon Di Amar Hani Rabbanan. And instead of identifying someone by saying Rabbi Senu in such and such a place or so on, he says, oh, but those rabbis hold, those rabbis, as if they're just the Stam, you know, people. Rav Papa himself once forgot and wasn't being careful about how he spoke, and he said the words, Hani Rabbanan, and Esiv B'Ta'anita, he sat in tainus because of it. Levi Bar Shmuel, Ravuna Bar Chia, have become a takni mit Pachot Sefrei, the Bay Rav Yehuda. They were fixing, now Levi Bar Shmuel, Ravuna Bar Chia were sitting around and they were fixing the Mitpachot HaSvarim in the Beit HaMedrash of Rav Yehuda, the Mantlach for the Sefrei Torah and so on. Now they came to the Megillah Esther. Amriel, Megillah Esther, go buy Mitpachot. What do you need to cover Megillah Esther for? And Esther wasn't all that careful. Amar lahu ki hai gavna nami michse ki ev kirutza. That's also, that's the way to talk about Megillah Esther. It's not a kirutza. It also looks like a kirutza. Shaila is whether they were talking about Esther. That's the reference. Rav Nachman Amar, zeh ha-korei rabo bishmo. Kirutza is to refer to your Rav with his name. Yom Yochanan, b'nei ma ne'enash gechazi. Why did Gehazi come to such a horrific end? They should karal rabo bishmo shenemar vayomer Gehazi aduni hamelach zot haisha v'zebna asher hechaya Elisha. What was he to call Elisha? Elisha. Yossi Rabbi Yirmiyah kameh the Rabbi Zera v'yossi the ko'amah. Rabbi Yirmiyah was sitting in front of Rabbi Zera and was saying over the medrash, osi HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo'otzi nachal mi'beit kodshei HaKadoshim v'alav kol minei megadim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring out a river that comes out of the Kodshei HaKadoshim, along which grow all types of wonderful trees. Shinema, v'al hanachal ya'alel svatu mizeh mizeh kol eitz ma'achal lo yivol aleihu v'lo yitam piryo l'chodashav yivaker ki meimav min ha'migdash hem ha'yotzim v'haya piryo l'ma'achal v'aleihu l'trufa. This means Kipshutai, that small thread of water that turns into this enormous river, indeed will be coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and things will grow on the side, and those will be Magadis. Omar Le'ahu Sema, Yasher, B'chein Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Very good chat. Rabbi Yochanan also said that. Omar Le'ahu Rabbi Yamila Rabbi Zera, Ki Hagavi Mitzi Ab Kiruta. Does that look like apikursis? Somebody comes along, some jerk is sitting in the audience, and the Talmud says, oh, very good shot, very good shot. Right? What a chutzpah, we've got a very good shot. So said Rabbi Yochanan, shut your mouth and listen to what Rabbi Zera is saying. Or Marlaise, he said, no, that's not considered to be apikursis, but it's maybe a lack of sense, but it's certainly not apikursis. He's there to bring a riot. He thinks that's the way to talk, and then he's part of the conversation and so on. This happens all the time. You know, people will come over, then have slaves, they would talk about the rabbi, the wonderful speech. You know, you shouldn't be sugar. Unbelievable.
The Feldman writes in his book, the guy came with rabbi, you were wonderful today. He said, I didn't speak today. He said, it doesn't matter, you were wonderful anyway.
That's why he was wonderful. So he said, Lamaisa, I see what happened. There was a pshat that you heard that was similar to this, that is Abkiruta. The Maisa that you heard that has a din similar to Abkirutas is like this. It was a Maisa, Kihadi Yatsi, Rabbi Yochanan, like that example. Rabbi Yochanan was sitting in the base of Medrash. The Kazari, she says over this Rosh that Atin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lahavi Abanim Tovotu Margaliot, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring these very valuable stones and pearls that are shloshim al shloshim amot, they're 30 by 30 amos, v'chokek behem, and then he's going to cut them down to eser berum eserim, that they will be 10 by 20, in order to be the gates of Yerushalayim. So you'll have diamond gates. מעמידם בשערי ירושלים, שנאמר ושמתי חד קודשים שורתייך, ושערייך לבני הקדם. So you see that we're going to use these very valuable stones. I mean, now we know there are whole stars that are pure diamond. There's plenty of stuff, stones available, but they're hard to get. That's Lucy in the sky with diamonds, right? Ligleva lava to Talmid. So there was a certain Talmud that was there who laughed at him. Oh, come on. And not in the public. He said, Hashtag Beyata the Tziltzila la Mashkechinim. Boy, you can't find a diamond the size of the tiny egg of a Tziltzila bird. So Kulei Hai Mashkechinim, are you going to find things like that? These guys are talking fantasy. Yamim, Yifliga Svinato Biyam. Now, there was a time in which this particular Talmud went on the seas, and you know, there's all kinds of visions of things you see on the seas, like we saw with the Rabbi Barba Farangamar and so on. So Chazinu Lahani Malachi Asharis, the Kamanasu Yavarim Tavus, and Margolius, when he sees this vision in which Malachi Asharis are cutting down these diamonds, these enormous diamonds, and they're sawing them. Amarlo, so he says to them, Hani Laman, what is this for? God is going to take those diamonds and put them up for doors. The next time he goes into the Smedrish, Rabbi Yochanan is doing a drosha. So this jerk gets up and says, Rabbi Drosh, Lachana Eli Drosh. You are the talk of the one who should give droshes. Exactly as you said, that's what I saw. I'm a little raker. What are you, jerk? Because you saw, you have your imaginary hallucinations, that's why you believe what I said. So he gave him a nice stare and turned him into a pile of bones. That was the end of him. They said. So that's out of Kiruta. Reb Chaim Zatzal always pointed out that when he was weak like a louse, that was a dusky route. But to get up and say after you see it, though, you're still not mavato, you're not. That's crazy. May say, v'olechetchem komemiyut. How can we say, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the doorways will be only 20 amas, which is the size today of the second day, something that should be 20 amas high? How in the world does 20 amas relate to a gateway for the third Beis HaMikdash, where it says, V'olechetchem komemiyut, I will make you walk on tall. And Rabbi Meir says, tall, komemiyut is a lashon of du komot, right? So that means that Mataim Ama Kishtei Komot Shel Adam HaRishon, after Adam HaRishon was shrunk down, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yashat Alav Kapav, so you shrunk him down to 100 amas high. So you'll have to be 200 amas high now. 200 amas high, you'd have to bend awfully low in order to get into this little gate that's only 20 amas high. How are you going to fit? So something's wrong with Rabbi Yochanan's drasha, because it doesn't tie into Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's only 100 amas. Connect, but still it's a problem. How are you going to fit into a little gate of 20 amas? It says, Mea ama keneged heichal v'kotalav. If you take a look at the heichal, either it's the second Beis HaMikdash and it's the 100 amas of the height of the Beis HaMikdash, or actually as it could be, heichal v'kotalav means the height and the length and the width of the heichal, which was 60 by 40, is 100. Because it says, Asher banenu kinetiim megudalim benu urayim. So mechutavot is cut out like the size of the heichal. So it's only 100 amas high. But how does Rabbi Yochanan understand that a lousy 20 by 10 amas diamond is going to be big enough for a gate? I mean, it's tiny. No, Kikam Rabbi Yochanan l'kavi d'vezika. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about the air holes. You know, we have these little vents. He's talking about the vent covers. So the vent covers would be 20 by 10, and that had to be made out of diamond also. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bringing the money for.
Like in Noach and the Teva, the roots?
Yeah, it's the same idea. My v'aleinu l'trufa. Why does it say that the leaves will be a trufa? What does a trufa mean? That could mean anything. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avadim Rav Chisda says, no, trufa is a lashon of hatir peh. It opens up the mouth. Now some learn that this means lahatir peh shel mala, that it enables people to speak. You know, someone who has a problem, either he's autistic, or he's been mute, or he has stutters, so he takes this and it allows him to speak. But it's lahatir peh shel mata, it's to provide fertility to people whose womb doesn't work. So it's the also hatir of a peh. And Itmar Chizkiya Amar, we find the same thing in Machlokas of Chizkiya and Bar Kapora. Chizkiya said lahatir peh ilmim, that's a mute people, so that means peh shel mala. And Bar Kapora Amar lahatir peh akarot, for infertile women, it's matir peh, that's peh shel mata. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, no, it's l'trufa mamash. What exactly is that trufa mamash? L'trufa. So Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, it means the trufa is toar ponim. So for those who are shayach to peh, so those who are balei hapeh, talmidei chachamim, who have what to say, so for them it's toar ponim. So the whole thing is a play on words, a note in trufa. Matir peh or lebalei peh toar panim. Dorish Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Simon. That's because lemaisen. This relates to toar peh because talmidei chachamim generally look tsnumot. Panim tsnumot is that kala mashkir panav. They're overtired. They're working a lot. They're thinking a lot. They're pale. So kala mashkir panav divrei Torah b'olam hazeh hakadosh baruch hu mavihik zivav l'olam haba. He may look in this world, he may look all burned out, as we would say in English, mashkir, but I'm like a pot that's been on the oven too long. But in Olam Haba, Kadosh Baruch Hu shines the Toar Ponim from that person. Shinema Mar'eyu Kalavanon, Bokur Ka'arazim. It starts off by saying Shechorot Ka'orev, which is mashkir that he's all blackened. So then, how does it say Mar'eyu Kalavanon, Bokur Ka'arazim? I mean, he's somehow turned now, become young and beautiful and bright. And this is in the sugya of Chiko Mamtakim, which is the reference to all the speech of people who are speaking in Torah. So his mouth is full of goodies. And those are the various, the Dibrei Torah that he's speaking. So clearly, the whole context is that the Shachor Ka'orev, through the Chiko Mamtakim, becomes Mareo Kilavanon, and Bachur Ka'arazim. Richie, you're not going to get fade out on us, I hope you. I mean, you're looking like a Shachar Ka'arev yourself right now. I mean, let's get a little of that Bachur Ka'arazim in you. Amar Rebbe Tanchum Bar Chaniloi. Kol ha-mar'iv atzmo. Al divrei Torah b'olam hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazbi'o l'olam haba. Somebody who hungers himself in terms of his needs for things in olam hazeh, in order to be zocher to divrei Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him all of his needs, complete satisfaction in Olam HaBesh. And I'm a Yerviyun Mideshen Beisecha V'nachal Adonecha Tashkem. Tiyot Rav Dini Omar, Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liten Lecho Tzadik V'Tzadik Melo Omso. God is going to load every tzadik up with a full load, mashbav, his own load. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu can carry in his hand, that's what he'll give every tzaddik. Shema Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Yamos Lanu. So, you know, what's the old Toyota advertisement? Amos! Amos on! Right? So, okay, he'll keep loading it up. Amalei Abai, how can you say such a thing? You say, Shalom Arkin. You're talking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu's load. Halo Kvanema Mima Dad Bishalom Mayim Vishamayim Bazeretikain. I mean, you're talking about just the yam itself, he holds in his palm. He got the whole world in his arms. And then we have the Shamayim, the Zeret, even the entire universe. He holds just in the Zeret, the distance between the small finger and the thumb. So how could he possibly give a person a load? Where would he put it? Oh, what's the matter with you, man? My time alo shachicha bagadata, you know. Yeah, I see that you're closer than I'm Arab, so these are Yonim. The Amri Bama Rabba Mishmeh the Rabba Bar Mori, and they say in Eretz Yisrael. They quote the Mishnah, but it's a Mishnah. So it says, Al-Sirah Kadosh-Baruch Lita Nechot Tzadik Betzadik Sholosh Shemeyos V'Asara Olamas. Everybody's going to have 310 different worlds. Now, if you got 310 different worlds, you got more room, first of all. Shenem Alam Chil Olavai Yesh, to give my lovers being. V'Otzroteyem Amalena Yesh, the gematria is Tlat Me'a V'Esa, right? So you have 310 in this Yesh. And Tanya Rabbi Meir Omer, we have the same thing in the Brisa, that's Nogea this Sugya, where Rabbi Meir says, B'midash Adam Modeid Modedim Lo. The way that a person acts, let's say if a person gives a fistful of money to a oni, so that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give him a fistful of teva, because it's mida k'neged mida, and that's how this whole parak is built on. So if it literally mida k'neged mida, it says b'sa'asa'a, but the sa'asa, sa'a b'sa'a. So b'sa'asa b'shalchatzer ivena. So okay, so where's the sa'a b'sa'a? So now, so Rebbe Tainet there, b'chiyab shalom arkein. How in the world could that work out? Now what? Let's say, Adam notin malom solon nibalam azak. Guy gives his whole load worth of money to an ani. So according to you, the sa'a b'sa'a would be, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu no ten lo malom so lo lam haba. But that's impossible. V'aktiv shamayim bazeret hikein, doesn't it say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's load would include the entire shamayim? Where would you put it? Mm-hmm. Richie, these are big sales. Big sales. So says Rabbi Yeshua to him, Amala Rabbi Yeshua v'ata yata omer ken. I don't understand. So how do you understand it? That what, that's called too big of a load? Let me ask you something. Ezoi midam ruba. What, first of all, what is considered to be the greater response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Midas toiva or midas meruba, or midas poranut? So is it midat tova meruba or midat poranut meruba? I mean, have omer, midat tova meruba midat poranut. Now, we know that midat teva is greater than midat puranut because I'll show you. Look, it says by tzav shechakim mimal v'daltei shamayim patach v'yamter aleihem man lechol. Now notice that when it comes to the man, it says God opens the doors of the heavens. Well, when it comes to midat puranut by the marvel, HaKadosh Baruch was opening also the gateway for the Yishami, he didn't open up the doors. He only opened up the Arubot HaShamayim. Of course, it sounds awfully similar to the question whether it was the gates or whether it was the airwaves that we just had a moment before. But he opens up the Arubot HaShamayim. Now, a door, technically speaking, in terms of the halachas of zoning and binyan, a door is four times as large as an Arubot because a door includes four separate sections that are openable as Arubot. So like a trap door, we would call an aruba. In terms of building specifications. Okay. So now, that means that you certainly have greater response in a midat teva. Now note that by the midat puranut, what does it say? Vayetzu v'ur'u b'tigrei ha'anashim ha'pushim bi, kito la'atam lo tamut, v'yisham lo tichbe, v'yudei ra'on l'chol basar. That you'll go out and you'll see the corpses of those who were rebelling against me, and their fire will never cease. Now, I mean, how long can you burn, baby? I mean, where are they going to be able to keep burning like this from? I mean, how, where's the fuel? There's not enough in there to have that kind of punishment, right? Now, if an Adam is Moshit Atzbo Ba'ur Ba'olam Hazeh, what happens? He's going to put your finger into a fire. How long can you burn a finger? I mean, you burn it off. He's immediately going to be burned. So, how is it possible to say that they're going to be able to be Yisham Lo Techveh forever? Ela, I mean, obviously, if for Midat Puranut, Kishem Shinotein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koach B'Rishayim Lekabel Puranutam, if you're ready to accept that somebody can burn forever, so he can certainly have fun forever, you say, how is that possible? Fine, that's part of the Sa'ab. It's very much similar to the opening of the parak And that's the kokach lama.
The box of poetry is the
memory. Right. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Afa Kore Bisvarim Chitzonim. The next case that we had in the Mishnah, someone who reads Svarim Chitzonim. What are Svarim Chitzonim? Tana, and the Brayta says Sifrei Tzedukim. Svarim that are written by Tzedukim, that are kofar b'Akadosh Baruch Hu, and that try to draw you to Divrei Minus. Rabbi Yosef Omer, even Sefer Ben Sira is usher to read. I mean, that's not Sira, it's just the wrong thing to read. From the Rabbi, well, why is that? My time, is it because it's stupid? I mean, let's say, I agree, there's certainly things that seem awfully stupid, but let me give you some examples. Tell me if you really think it's prohibited to read such a thing. So, and remember that there was a specific reason to put down Sefer Ben Sira, because it was groups of people that believe that Ben Sira has some kind of holiness that it should be looked at the way you would look at the Sefer Mishlei. A lot of it sounds the same. So, in order to make it very clear the difference between Kisvei HaKedesh and Stam Svarim of Chochma, so they put down Ben Sira very often.
Is it written by one person or a group of people?
Supposedly, I don't know, I ask Biblical Archaeology Review, they know everything. Omalei Abayin.
Isn't that what they're talking about Avi Kor's material?
No, you're right. Omalei Abayin, my time. So is it because of stupid things like this one? Don't tear off the skin of a fish from his ear. You wouldn't want that skin to be thrown out. Why don't you just broil that fish whole, and then you can use the skin to be eklobe tartin geritin. You could have two slices of bread with the skin on, and that's pretty dumb. Okay, but still, I mean, it's saying something, isn't it? Let's say it means kipshuta. So kipshuta is saying, don't be wasteful. Okay, so the Torah also says, don't be wasteful. Don't touch pizza, pizza. I mean, so is that saying anything wrong? It's saying, don't waste. If it means the drasha, we know that fish is always sex. That's a yidgul of the karavarets. So then it would mean, don't skin a fish by its ear. Now, I don't know the last time you noticed an ear on a fish, but it sure is not the way that you would normally relate to a fish, in which case would mean keep your sex normal and don't be mahapech your drachim to be a shalokadark, and so on and so forth. You often find that the woman that came, like we find in the Gemara, woman complained to Rebbe, my husband does all these kinky things, and he says, what's the difference from a fish? You have fish, some people like it broiled, some people like it boiled. It's the same idea of fish. So, okay, then, what's wrong with saying that? So, but if it's telling you, derecheret, that olivo shalok kedarek, I mean, I can't say that's stupid. Maybe it's because this. It says in this pasuk, a daughter is a false treasure to her father. He never gets to sleep worrying about her. When she's young, who knows, somebody will seduce her, rape her, God only knows. Once she's already mature, she'll find herself a boyfriend. Bagra, she's old enough to get married. Shemalotina say, well, maybe she's not going to find anybody to marry. Nisei, she gets married. Oyvei, Shemaloyela Bunim. What happens if she doesn't have children? Yizkina, she gets older. She may turn into a witch. Shemateasek Shafim. So, Mamela, you don't have any pleasure. Now, that's pretty stupid. So, maybe that's why you're not allowed to read Ben Sira. No, but I mean, a general attitude like that you'll find among the Gemara also. Rabbananani Amrua. It means that there's elements that cause you more worry and agnes nefesh about the kevot. You never get rid of them. Ella, okay, all right, fine. We'll accept that one, but I got to tell you, it sounds stupid. How about this one? Mishum dechsev lo toil davya v'lipcha. The gavre givrin kotel davya. Never let worry enter your heart, because the biggest of men has been killed by stress. I mean, it's how you can get that good housekeeping. Am I not going to read that? No, but listen, Shlomo also said that. Shlomo Melech says, Da'aga belev ish yashchena. So first of all, the Pasha Pasik, If there's worry in your heart, it will break you, will cause you to bend. And we have Rabbami and Rabasi argue, the remez over there, Chadamar Yashchena, should be understood, Yasichena, put it out of your mind. Don't worry. Chadamar Yasichena l'achirim, speak over your worries, get yourself a psychiatrist, and then it helps just to talk it out. So, Yasichena l'achirim, but talk it over. Once you talk it over, somehow it never seems quite as worrisome. So that couldn't be that bad either. I mean, if we find similar inyanim in the Gemara that are in the place of the Pasuk in Mishlei, I mean, so why would you say that it's also to read it? Well, how about this? Is it because it's antisocial? Maybe Bishum Dirtsiv, Minarabim Mitov Beitecha, don't allow a lot of people into your home. Valoha kol taviel beitecha. Everybody that you relate to has to come into your house. You can sit and talk to them on the doorsteps. That sounds a little antisocial. But, I mean, Rebbe said the same thing. But the Tanya Rebbe on there, Leolam lo yarbeh adam re'im b'toch beitecha. You shouldn't have too many friends in your house hanging out, because hanger-outers, you're bound to get into arguments with you. Shinamar ish re'im lihitro ea. A man with too many friends ends up with too many arguments. Too much rah comes out of that. So that isn't all that dumb. Okay, I'll get something that's really dumb. How about this? Mishum dechsiv zaldekan kurteman. So somebody who's got a thin beard is brilliant. You know, he's one of these guys that that looks like these poor intellectuals that are about to die from consumption and so on. He's got to be using his brains a lot. So that's pretty stupid. And avdekan saksachan. If he's got a Herzl beard, he's a real idiot. The napach bakasi lotsachi. A guy who blows off the foam from his beer is not really thirsty. Omar b'may ekol lachma. If a guy asks, what do I have as a spread for this bread? Lachma sabne, take the bread away from him. The guy's not really hungry. Man de isle ma'abarta bedikne, a guy who's got a part in his beard has obviously been sitting and thinking very hard about how to screw the rest of the world. So he's been pulling at his beard, and now he's got it in two sections. A guy like that, nobody's going to be able to think out better. Kule amalo yakulele. Point that, is that stupid or is that not stupid? So that's why you shouldn't read Ben Sira. It's got too much garbage in it. Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef, well, nonetheless, mili mal yata deep beidashinanu. I mean, most people shouldn't read Ben Sira. They don't know the difference between the good stuff and the bad stuff. But we can give them the Reader's Digest version of Ben Sira that cuts out all of the garbage. And that you can do in the drush on Shabbos, you know, where people like to hear these kind of things. So things like Isha tova matana tova v'chet yarei Elohim tinatein. That's okay. A lovely woman is a lovely gift given to those who fear the Lord. Isha ra'at sara'at leba'ala. A bad woman is like a nega. Maita kante yigashena mibito v'yitrape mitzara'ato. Get rid of her and get rid of your nega. Isha yafa ashrei ba'ala. A beautiful woman, happy is her husband. Mispar yamav tfolim. His days are doubled, meaning because every day is so much fun, it seems like twice as long. Ha'aleim me'enecha me'eshet chen. Keep your eyes away from a woman with too much charm. Pen tilaked b'mitzudata, you may get caught in her trap. Al tate tzol ba'ala l'msochim o'yayim b'shechar. Don't go and spend time with her husband drinking while she's serving the drinks. Ki betoar isha yafa rabim hushchatu v'atzumim kol harugeha. Or rabim hayu pitzei rochel hamargilim. Well, it's a question whether we really have to read this together, but rabim hayu pitzei rochel, the Avon men get into a lot of trouble. And very often they get beaten up by husbands who find them in there. And the Amargilim Lidvar Erva, things that can turn somebody on are like Nitzutz Mav Ir Gachelet. It's all, it needs a little spark, and that little spark turns the whole fire on. So you got to be very careful. Kichluv malei of kein batehem malei mirmaz. You got like a chicken coop full of birds. So they just pack them in. They keep packing them in. So too are houses like that, full of all types of sneaky things. Minah rabim mitoch betecha v'lo akol tavi betecha. We just had them. Rabim yiyudar sheishlomech. You should have a lot of casual friends. You know, be very friendly with everybody. But galei sotcha le'echad mi'alef. Only talk about your own private things to one out of a thousand. Don't let it all hang out. Mishochevet chekecha shemar pischei picha. Don't share your secrets with your wife. That's a disaster. Al tatzer tzarat machar. Don't worry about tomorrow's problems. Do you know what's going to happen today? What if you die? Maybe there never will be a tomorrow. And you spent your whole today worrying about a world that never happened. This poor guy was worrying about a world that wasn't his to worry about. So why worry? So Shlomi, quote Shlomo, but then Sira Omer, what do you mean all the days have been under your bed? His nights are terrible. I mean, look, he can't afford a nice house, so he's all the way on the bottom. And everybody else's runoff water is running onto his roof, making a mess of his house. And his vineyard's got to be all the way on top of the mountain where nobody else wants to plant. Too much wind and so on. Mimtar gan gagim lagagos. Everybody else's water runoff goes onto his roof. Umiafar karmolik ramim. And all of his topsoil gets blown off to everybody else's tearing downwind. Omer abizir omerat. My deceit. What's the meaning indeed of koya me ani raim? That refers to Baalei Talmud. People who learned Afiyomi, they really have bitter days. A lot of kashas, a lot of problematic sugyas, all of that chazorah. You never know what's going on. It's very tough. Tov leiv mishtet amim. But people with happy hearts are always on holiday. Elu Baalei Mishnah. Those are people that have to understand anything. You sort of read it. It makes a little bit of sense. And, you know, you go on and you're always happy. Rava Amar, they say very cute pshat also, that Tov Lev Mishtet Amin, you're not allowed to pass an halacha from Mishnah. So therefore, you can have Mishtet Amin, you can always be drunk, and it's not a problem. But if you're Baal Talmud, you're not allowed to be drunk because Mishnah says the pasken on a rock. Rava Amar Hibcha, Rava says, oh, just the opposite. Yeah, because at least somebody who learns Gemara gets something out of it because he's able to use the Gemara to understand things in the Paskin and so on. But if he spends his time learning Mishnah, what's going to use it for? So he doesn't have any kind of rewards. Behind the honor of Misharsha Mishmeid Rav is consistent with Rav's being quoted by Rav Misharsha as having said that the meaning of Masia Avanim Yat Sevbehem, somebody who drags around heavy stones is going to end up getting saddened by them. But that refers to Baalei Mishnah. He's carrying around an awfully big load. What's he going to use it for? Whereas Bokea Eitzim Yisachein Bam, if he has a lot of work to cut down wood, but at least he can use it for fuel, right? So it'll be sochenet, it'll warm you. Elu Baalei Talmud. Rabbi Chanina says, Ko Yimei Ani Ra'im. So that's a poor guy. No matter what else he has, he's got a miserable life. But Tov Lev Mishtet Tamid, no matter what the situation is, if he has an Isha Tova, he's always having a party. Rabbiane Omer, Ko Yimei Ani Ra'im. The poor man is referring to an istinus. Somebody who's very spoiled, he's got a lot of needs for comfort. He's always uncomfortable. Something's always bothering him. Tov leiv mishtet amid. So the kind of guy who's got a high pain threshold, doesn't think too much about things. He's always happy. And they have even worse conditions, but he's happy. The other guy is miserable, no matter what his conditions are. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kol yamei ani ra'im. You know what this is? Zerachmani. This is a poor guy who cares about people. So you're miserable. There's always terrible things going on in the world. You open up the paper and your mood is ruined for the day. So that's the ani. And Tov Lev Mishtet Amid Zeh Zari. A guy doesn't even hang about anything. He's always happy. What's the difference what the headline said? It's wonderful. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi Omer, Kol Yemei Ani Ra'im, Zeh Shedato Ktsara. Dato Ktsara is somebody who's always worried about what's going to be. So what's going to be? The Tov Leiv Mishteta means Zeh Shedato Rechavai. So, I don't know, whatever. It'll work out. What, me worry? The Omer Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, what's that Kol Yemei Ani Ra'im? How could every day be bad for an Ani? Even an Ani's got Shabbos and Yom Tov. I mean, there's always something on Shabbos and Yom Tov to make you happy. So, Ika Shabbatot v'yamim tovim. Ah, true. But since he's an Ani, so it works out like Shmuel. V'yomar Shmuel, shinui v'eset tchilat chole me'ayin. If you eat differently on one day, you end up getting stomach trouble. So the poor Ani may have something to eat finally on Shabbos, but he's going to suffer for it. So, kol yemei ani ra'im.
Always
so.